Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, who's the publisher, editor of Talkers Magazine, is here with his weekly overview of the charts, the hot hits, the stories, if you will, the people that are being discussed. The week in focus is from May 30th to June 3rd, so we'll get at that. And then there are other ancillary things that certainly are a part of what we want to talk about today, including the upcoming big seminar in New York City a week from this weekend. First, though, the lists, if you will, Michael.
Yeah, we have the lists, and we were in one of the stories. And, of course, as you mentioned, we have our seminar coming up next week, which takes up a lot of my time and thought.
Yes.
Here are the big stories of the past week. We have at number 10, Major League Baseball action, and we have the NBA and the NHL finals. Tremendous interest in this year's National Basketball Association finals between the Mavericks and the Heat. They're getting very high ratings. Number 9, we have the E. coli outbreak tied with the Massachusetts tornadoes, and Talkers Magazine is headquartered right where those tornadoes were headquartered. Interesting. I've never personally experienced a tornado. This was the first time. At number 8, we have gas prices. At number 7, we have the Anthony Weiner Twitter flap. We have the sinking housing market at number 6, tepid job growth stats at number 5. Number 4 brings us U.S.-Israel relations. Number 3, Middle East turmoil. Number 2, our Afghanistan and Pakistan policy, otherwise known as the AFPAC poll. And at number 1, we have the 2012 presidential election, number 1. The people that dominate the survey, Anthony Weiner at number 10, Paul Ryan at 9, number 8 is Ben Bernanke, John Boehner at 7, Benjamin Netanyahu at 6, Michelle Bachmann at 5, and I guess she's the new Sarah Palin. At number 4, we have Donald Trump. At number 3, we have the old Sarah Palin. At number 2, we have Mitt Romney. At number 1, we have Barack Obama.
It's really amazing how these people take themselves so seriously. I use the term sucker to refer to all the attention that's been given to Sarah Palin and sort of the Sarah Palin-Donald Trump thing. Matter of fact, the poll this weekend at DougSteffen.com asks those who come to visit at DougSteffen.com what item or what person did the news media spend too much time on this week. Choices are Sarah Palin, Donald Trump, Sarah and Donald together, Congressman Anthony Weiner, Lindsay Lohan, or Jennifer Aniston. It is over the top, and the news media gets played. It just shows you the lack of maybe training, Michael, discernment. These people get played like fiddles.
Well, the question I have for you, and it's a rhetorical question because you bring up a very big point, and you bring up one that I'm concerned with in my role in the media, is the media being played by these people, or is the media purposefully covering them because it makes good copy in an era marked by fascination with celebrity gossip?
Well, but part of the story is the coverage itself, and that's when you lose perspective. When the news media becomes the news, then all bets are off. I remember the day that Cap Cities bought ABC, and Peter Jennings went on the air and said, unusual as it may seem, the news media is the news today. And he talks about I remember him talking about them being acquired by the smaller company. And I think that's sort of the play here. We have way too much attention being given to the news media and what it is supposed to do. The news media should be invisible. In the real world that I live in and you live in, we're not the most important thing, although we, I guess, like to think we are sometimes. It's the stories. It's what people are hot on. Or maybe we need to ask the story, Michael. What's more important, the old medium or the message? Is the message that Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck or Joe Pagliarulo or, Howie Carr, whoever you want to pick on, is it the message that sells, or is it Howie Carr or Joe Pags or Rush Limbaugh that sells?
Well, the relationship between the medium and the message has been my life's work. I mean,
yep.
We're talking about, philosophy that was brought to the fore in the 60s by Professor Marshall McLuhan, and one that is very, very, very difficult to really get a grasp of, because the medium and the message can be interchangeable. For example, if you have a cup of coffee, then you'll say, I'll have a cup. I'll drink a cup. Well, the cup is really the medium. The message is the coffee, and you've turned the medium into the message by having a cup as opposed to having coffee in a cup. Well, that's a simple analogy for you, or a metaphor for the way it is. We don't know anymore whether or not the content has become the package.
All right. So then let's go one step further with this. We started talking about this a couple of weeks ago, actually, here with our weekly visit, focusing on ideas and the fate. There was a big to-do, and I think it's going to be discussed, if I'm not mistaken, at the seminar next week. The status, if you will, ratings, is political talk dead, or is conservative political talk dead? Of course, those are specious suggestions that come from those who would like to see those things dead. But the same, by the same token, if you look at the ratings, I'm taking Boston now, the two big talk stations, one of them's an AM station, the other one's an FM station. There are actually three stations to get any numbers. The three of them together don't add up to the ratings that the one that was really on top of things when there were what we described as really great talk show hosts there, the Jerry Williams, the people, Gene Burns, who have really made significant contributions to the advancement of this kind of talk, they're long gone. Finding stars like that is hard to do, and I think that's part of why these stations are stumbling to the point where, again, it takes three stations now to make the same ratings as one had 15 years ago. Is that because people are tiring
in some ways,
on?
It's like expansion league sports. You know, there are so many more stations now jumping on the talk radio bandwagon that you just can't have Jerry Williams and Gene Burns's and you know, Michael Jackson's and Barry Farber's popping off of trees, especially when there's not a big farm system out there.
Right. Yep.
That's the problem. When we started Talkers Magazine, and it's not really a problem. I mean, I'm for the industry growth. I'm not saying there are too many. I'm for growth. But it's a problem that comes with growth is that you have to have talent to fill up all of these venues. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, if you have more venues, you have to have more talent. If you have more talent, it's like expansion league sports. You have more teams with fewer stars and more wannabes and more copycats and more B students. So that's the problem.
Does that lead to a change or a refocus or a retooling of more and more stations because more people are interested in conversation?
I think we need more kinds of formats. I think that with spoken word and with talk, you're dealing with an unlimited potential for different needs and desires that people have to be filled on the radio, in addition to just brilliant personalities who are unpredictable.
Right.
What's happened is it's become very much like music radio, where you have a soft rock station and a hard rock station and a country station, and somehow talk has been put into that. And some of the categories are out of whack with the reality of the way the population is broken down. One would think that everybody in America walks around obsessed with their political leanings, or everybody walks around in America obsessed with the stock market. It's not true.
It's far from true. But I'm guessing this will be part of the discussion. The State of News Talk Radio is one of the panels Talkers Convention in New York. So
it'll be moderated by a fellow by the name of Gabe Hobbs, who is one of the smarter guys behind the scenes in our industry, and he's going to be pressing everybody. We got some top program directors and radio personalities on that panel, and he's going to press them to come up with ideas that are different than what they are doing.
Right. So speaking, Michael, of Gabe Hobbs, he was quoted this past week in an article about financial radio programs and these business talk radio stations. As you and I both will acknowledge, we are cheerleaders for the industry, cheerleaders for the format. We want people who are doing these programs and stations that carry the programs to do well. But it is interesting, more and more there are news stories cropping up about hosts of programs. And I think the latest story was in Denver. It reminds me of the old days and my erstwhile association with Sonny Block, And that's a name that strikes terror into the minds and hearts of people that have been around for a while. These are people who are charlatans, and they steal money from people that listen to them on the radio, and it's becoming a problem for the legitimate financial stations, is it not?
It is a problem. It's always been a problem. Charlatans in the financial field have always been an embarrassment to those people in financial talk radio who actually provide some good services.
Yeah.
And it's a problem. And any field that has charlatans in it, it makes it bad for the ones that are legitimate operators. It's not just in radio.
No.
But I think people should be very careful who they listen to when they get financial advice. And the ones to really be careful of, the, you know what the tip-off in financial radio is?
Right.
Is the financial hosts who tout specific securities, specific investments.
Right.
They're the ones to watch out for. The ones to gravitate to are the ones that give you general information on how to think and how to go about operating your personal finances without saying buy this or buy that.
Yep.
They may tell you real estate might be better next year. They may tell you general things like that. That's okay. But it's the ones that are touting specific investments are the ones to stay clear of.
Yep. Well, you know, they're getting paid. That's how they're making their money. You know, that sort of thing is is important to remember. Okay, so the final item here has to do with radio's coverage of disaster. You were involved in Springfield with a tornado this week. Radio has done a very good job acquitting itself, it seems to me anyway. That's my feeling when it comes to these disasters, whether it's in Missouri, whether it's here in Massachusetts. Weather, it's, you know, it doesn't make a difference. Weather is a big story, and it becomes even bigger when we have the fallout, if you'll pardon the pun. That's what we had. We had a lot of fallout here.
Yeah, yeah. The radio rises to the occasion, or at least has the opportunity to, when people are having a crisis. And my suggestion to radio is you should be interrupting your broadcasts more often. The attitude that the radio goes into these crises with when it does a good job, that should be the attitude all the time, because there are always crises. People have needs. People have desires. People have interests. Get out there and interrupt your thinking and be passionate and act as if every minute is a crisis. But don't manufacture crises. Address the real ones. Don't trump up fake ones.
Well, the other side of that, the other side of that is that what happens is the interruption takes hold when Limbaugh's on or Beck's on or Tom Hartman's on some syndicated show, my program, this program, and so they have to interrupt the context of the program for a local emergency, and then they have to go back to the program, and it becomes awkward because you don't know what happened on the program.
Yeah, well, I don't mean it that way. I don't mean literally interrupt it and tell you, oh, there's a fire at Main Street.
Yeah.
No, I mean even Limbaugh should interrupt his own program. In other words, the attitude that we are alive and pulsating and facing the world, and this is real, and this is happening, and we're tuned into things, the attitude that anything could happen in any moment should even be on Limbaugh's show. In other words, interrupting a program doesn't necessarily mean cutting away from something that is disinterested in what's going on in your life to tell you about an emergency in your neighborhood. Because your neighborhood is the whole Milky Way galaxy. I mean, your neighborhood is, we're all in the same neighborhood. I'm talking about it more in terms of the industry has got to bring that kind of passion and immediacy to its product, as opposed to falling into the industrial mode of it being a factory and you're putting out a product and you're filling content
right.
And it's the same old, same
widget
old.
Widget factory, yeah. The widget factory of the air. All right, good points. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with an overview of some of the important things that are going on conversationally, both in your ear and behind the scenes. And it'll be kind of exciting to see how this is followed up on next week at the New Media Seminar in New York. Thank you, Michael.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare, one American at a
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Well, a lot of talk hosts are saying they're getting a bit tired of all the focus on people like Sarah Palin and Chris Christie, who keep insisting they are not going to run. Let's take a cue from that and move on. By the way, Mitt Romney will announce his presidential bid or aspiration to yawns today. That's probably putting it mildly, as a guy that isn't going anywhere either. At least at this point, that would be my estimation. Things change a lot. He wouldn't be my choice. I'm interested in Donald Trump as an independent, though. What do you think of that, honestly? 800-510-8255. Comment time coming up here, as we do have a couple of other things to focus on, like the debt ceiling and all that discussion of cell phone cancer. That's really an interesting story. Back to politics and other candidates, though. Here is Chris Kroc talking about the New York City Republican Party replacing Donald Trump, who was supposed to be their keynote speaker. As soon as he said he was thinking about running as an independent, they called up Texas Governor Rick Perry.
They just announced, and they are heralding this, shouting it from the rooftops. They just announced that Governor Rick Perry has been replaced as the keynote speaker at their annual convention. He has been replaced. Donald Trump was yanked, and it's going to be Rick Perry. Listen to what they say. Quote, this is the spokesperson for the New York City Republican Party, you know, Manhattan County Republican Party. Governor Perry's attendance at New York County Republican dinner proves that New York is still the center of the universe for politics and otherwise, says the state chairman of the Republican Party for New York. Quote, Governor Perry is the perfect example that we in New York should be looking to. At a time when New York ranks at or near the bottom of among states in every important metric, Texas is leading the way. By focusing on keeping taxes low and fostering a fair legal and regulatory environment, Governor Perry has helped Texas attract businesses and residents at a time when New York has been hemorrhaging both. As a result, Texas will gain 4 seats during next year's congressional reappointment when New York will lose 2. Ladies and gentlemen, what did I tell you last week? I told you that Governor Rick Perry is the answer. He is the star on the Christmas tree. He is the number one person. And of course, as you know, he said he's interested in looking at running for president now. Out of anybody that has announced their candidacy, he is the only one that could win, create excitement, and can be the anti-Obama.
All right. Okay. So the guy's got a good name. Chris Kroc. I'm not making fun, having fun with my fellow talk brethren. Sometimes, though, what they come up with is not particularly original. All right, so he's obviously a homer, and he loves his governor. Good for him. 800-510-8255. From miserable NBC, Chris Jansing speaks to columnist Tony Blanke about the potential list of candidates.
Michelle Bachmann says, Tony, she feels this calling. Sarah Palin has the fire in her belly. Rick Perry won't rule it out. Rudy Giuliani says he's now thinking about it. Are all these folks serious?
I don't know. Last week here, I thought that Bachmann was likely to get in. I still think she is.
Even if Sarah Palin gets in?
I don't know. I mean, there's a cottage industry in this town of under assessing her capacities politically. So I don't want to join that industry. She clearly has a capacity to communicate without going through the mainstream media in a way that I've not seen any candidate be able to do. Part of it is the availability of social media. Part of it is a willingness of the mainstream media to cover her social media communications. They can't take their eyes off of her. So maybe the old rules about how you organize communication in the presidential campaign is about to get reshuffled. We'll find out.
Yeah, we will find out. Tony, thank you for that probing, intellectually inspiring overview of all of this stuff. It becomes kind of silly. So let's move on. The debt ceiling is pretty important, and there's lots of conversation about this up and down, so we'll get to that in a few moments here on the Countdown.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. Zeo King Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. Zeo King flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. Zeo King Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your Zeo King Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Hot hits and talk radio are the focus here of this hour and many hours. As a matter of fact, most hours, if not all hours, of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen back with the debt ceiling focus as Treasury Secretary, Mr. Geithner, meets the freshman Republican lawmakers to try to improve chances that Congress will increase the borrowing authority the government needs. From NBC, Chuck Todd here with Congressman Steny Hoyer of Maryland about the vote on the debt ceiling.
You got the bill that the president asked for 3 months ago. Now, I know it was under theatrical circumstances, but if this is what you wanted, why not have whipped it and said, you know what, fine, this is the thing we said we should do, and we're going to stick by our guns. We're going to stick to our guns on this issue.
Well, everybody realized it was a political gotcha game, and in fact, it wasn't clean. In fact, what it did was its premise was that we have this debt because of President Obama's policies. That's simply not true, and the world knows it's not true, and the Republicans know it's not true. We went from a $5.6 trillion surplus that George Bush inherited to over $10 trillion, $11-plus trillion debt when George Bush left office. So to say that this is Obama's debt and the debt limit needs to be extended because of Obama is simply not true. So from a factual standpoint, it wasn't a clean debt limit extension. But everybody knows, every Republican leader knows, every Democratic leader knows, in both the House and the Senate, and most of America knows that the debt limit needs to be extended to pay the bills we've already incurred. And it was, to that extent, it was political theater. It was interesting on the front page of the Washington Post today. There was not a mention of that vote. Yesterday was frankly a waste of America's time, a waste of the Congress's time, but it perhaps gives some political cover to Republicans who say they're not going to vote to extend the debt limit, notwithstanding the fact that John Boehner says it's the adult thing to do, and others have said it would be catastrophic if we didn't. The other thing, of course, Chuck, we're doing today.
I was just going to ask, though, let me ask you this. What is a deal going to look like? We know there's going to be a deal. Everybody agrees there's going to be a deal. And knowing this town, it's probably going to take till July 31st or August 1st because procrastination is, I think the word was invented here in Washington, D.C. That said, do you expect the deal to be totally done or one of these, we've agreed there's going to be triggers, but we'll decide what the split is on spending cuts to tax increases after the 2012 election?
Chuck, I think it could be a combination of both process and substance as we go forward. The Biden group is meeting, as you know. Vice President Biden's leading a group. The reports we get back, although they're keeping everything in-house, because as everybody's agreed, nothing's done until everything's done.
Right.
But I expect, unfortunately, that it will take longer than I think it ought to.
All right. So are you talking about this, the debt ceiling? Are you interested in this? There are lots of confusing discussions about the debt and the deficit. We'll try to get to that. Meanwhile, here is talk host John McCullough with Congressman Tim Walberg of Michigan about the debt ceiling and why he voted the way he did.
It seems that the world as we know it has not come to an end, even though you have voted this way. Why don't you explain what happened?
Well, it came up. The president has been pushing John Boehner, Speaker of the House, and the Republicans who have sent over bills to cut spending and start our move back toward a real budget that can sustain us, but also not impact our grandchildren and great-grandchildren to putting them in debt beyond what they have the ability to pay and pick up for our slack. So he's been pushing us to take up a debt ceiling hike, saying that if we didn't do that, we would have all sorts of dire problems. We would default on our payments. We would be seen as a whipping boy of the world, and no one would want to carry our debt for the future. Well, I, for one, along with our leadership, believe that that isn't necessarily the case right now. And until we begin to show ourselves to the rest of the world that we've caught the idea that we have a problem, and the problem is overspending. It's not, it's nothing more than that. And we start to do something about it, we're not going to see significant change. So last night, I think it was a statement of the president that, okay, if you want a debt ceiling hike, we'll put the bill up, straight down, straight $2.4 trillion increase in the debt limit on a $14.5 trillion debt already, approaching $15 trillion, and see what happens. We don't believe even many Democrats are going to support that, and sure enough, that's what happened, John. On a vote of 318 to 97, with, I believe, about 85 or so Democrats joining Republicans, and all Republicans voting not to increase the debt hike, that bill went down to defeat. And now, hopefully, we can meet on a level that says, well, let's talk about cutting spending, putting restrictions in to keep us from doing what got us into this problem, and say to our future posterity that we're thinking about you and we're not going to do things unnecessarily from this point on to make it even tougher for you.
All right. So there's Congressman Tim Walberg. The world, by the way, as he noticed and mentioned, has not come to an end. Congressman Andy Harris, Maryland congressman, here talking to host Clarence Mitchell about his meeting with the president after the failure of this vote.
I will tell you, the president is still unwilling to make the spending cuts and controls necessary. And I'm afraid this is going to come down into late July, maybe even early August, much closer to the deadline, I think, before the president and Harry Reid finally agree that, you know, we just have to stop the spending ways that we've had over the past few years. The jobs are not going to be created until investors and business folks regain confidence that the government is going to control its own fiscal house. And that's what we need to do. We need to regain that confidence, and this is a hugely important step to get our economy back on track.
Congressman, one of the things I saw when the Gang of Six, they called them, three Republican U.S. senators and three Democratic U.S. senators were meeting, they might come up with some, you know, type of plan to deal with some real deficit reduction. But when Senator Tom Coburn kind of walked away from that, I mean, between what we have with Congressman Ryan's plan, he's your chairman, and what we saw with this gang is, I mean, just give us some hope that maybe something can be worked out down the road. What do you think?
Well, I will tell you, as long as the Democrats in the majority in the Senate and of course, the president insist on increasing taxes as part of this deal, I think it's a non-starter. I think the American people know taxation is not the problem here. Should we do some tax simplification? Sure. Should we make it easier? You know, as people went past April 15th, they realized you almost need a degree in accounting to fill out a simple tax return in the United States. Corporations and companies tell me this all the time. The tax codes are very complicated and really chase people away from doing business in the United States. We need simplification, but we don't need to raise taxes right now. And unfortunately, that's what the deal is. The deal is that, sure, we'll meet you halfway on spending. You meet us halfway on taxes. Well, that's not going to do. We really do need to control spending. It's spending that's got us into trouble, and controlling it that's going to get us out of trouble.
In trouble, out of trouble. Okay. Now, the discussion about the debt ceiling and the deficit, how they're related and how they need to be understood, because they're two separate things. Let's leave that now to talk host Joe Bartlett, speaking to economist Peter Morici.
The deficit is unprecedented at $14 trillion, and it seems that it's spiked quite dramatically over the last 4 years. And what is that attributed to?
Well, essentially, we've been spending a lot more than we've been taking in, and the problem has accelerated. The deficit is now 10% of GDP. That's 10% of all of our incomes. Before the Great Recession, the government was spending about 20% of GDP. Now it's spending 25% of GDP. In addition, taxes were cut even further beyond the Bush tax cuts, mostly for lower-income individuals, and there's been some incentives this year for investment that will go away. We simply have to have a more efficient government that spends less money, and we're probably going to have to pay more taxes. A debt at this large means that the total debt that we owe, which is about $14 trillion, is growing more rapidly than our income. Think about it in your household. If you're running up credit card bills more rapidly than your income is growing, then eventually credit is going to turn you off because you can't service the debt. Interest becomes a bigger and bigger part of your household budget. Well, that's happening to the United States. So the S&P, which rates the bonds of governments as well as businesses, has said, you know, at some point, the U.S. government's going to have trouble paying its debts.
Who do we owe the money to?
Well, that's part of the problem. The Japanese owe a great deal more than we do, but they owe it to themselves. The Japanese save a lot, so much so that it slows the economy down, so the government borrows from them and then spends for them. We spend just about all we earn individually, and the government has been borrowing the money that it needs from foreigners. So now the foreign debt is about 40% of what we owe. This is a recent phenomenon, say the last 10 years, and it's becoming very menacing because a great deal of what we owe is to the Chinese, who certainly have made it clear they would like to displace us as the global leader. And some people say, well, gee, that might be great. Well, think about their soft view of human rights, the quality of Chinese democracy, and so on and so forth. You know, for criticizing the government as I'm doing right now, I can find myself doing time in China.
Yeah. Well, that won't happen here. We're confident that things aren't going to get that bad. But it is kind of it's chilling to look at these numbers and try to figure out how to deeply cut government spending, because that's what most people, that's why there's a response to Ron Paul, who thinks that the debt limit deal is in big trouble. And it is. Geithner's going up there to try to hear and listen to blunt talk from the Republicans. Many of them are Tea Party folks who have the power to exert enough pressure on their leaders to hold the debt limit vote as they have and cut spending. They can do whatever they want. They can stop whatever spending bills are coming through there. So is this an honest discussion about the $14.3 trillion debt and the deficit of $1.4 trillion just this year alone? I think we've done a pretty good job here, if I do say so myself. So let's move on to the cancer discussion, the cell phone cancer debate. That's discussed next here on The Countdown.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. It doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302, Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302, ask for Lumitone.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloud bursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
All right, let's get to the cell phone cancer discussion. Here host Jody Becker and John Byman speaking to Dr. Chris Asandra about the studies on cell phones and cancer and what cell phones may put you at risk to do or have.
What can we learn from the report from the WHO yesterday?
Well, I think it's very, very true that at this point it is somewhat inconclusive and controversial the way the studies were done. However, I think it did bring some great awareness onto the effects and the possible risk of cancer associated with the heavy and long-term cell phone use, particularly with people who've been using them a long time and with children.
Why is there a risk? What does the cell phone do that puts you at risk?
Well, I think what we first need to look at is the type of radiation it emits. It's a type of non-ionizing radiation, which is the kind that's found in microwaves. Not the type that's found in x-rays, but the type that's found in microwaves, essentially which heats up the brain's brain cells, kind of like cooking them in a way. But they're very low-powered. It's not the same type that's found in x-rays. And it's essentially it's kind of like cooking the brain or what you see when you put food in the microwave.
Interesting. And what about the effects, especially as younger and younger children are asking for these things? Their brains are still forming. Are they particularly at a greater risk?
Yes, they are. And I think that's you said it right. Their brains are still forming. Children's skulls and their scalps are much thinner, and their brain cells are still developing. The cells are dividing at a faster rate, and so the impact of the radiation can actually be much larger.
Okay, the focus seems to be on your head, and I assume that's because it's in use when it's near your head. I read this, and my immediate thought was where I keep my cell phone and what I keep it near when it's in my pocket.
Right. Well, I think at this point what they did find is that there's been no true link between other types of cancers. The type of cancer they did find that it increases is a glioma, which is a type of a rare, deadly form of brain cancer, but they weren't able to draw any type of conclusions for any other types of cancer.
So it's just the head we're worried about right now.
That's correct.
All right, coming up, the ladies on The View tackle this cell phone cancer-causing discussion, and we also will listen to another discussion with somebody from Consumers Union. That's up next on The Countdown.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show presents Stephen J.J. Wiseman from his law office, focusing on several of the stories, the items that are on the charts this week. I always ask Steve, who comes to us courtesy of stevelaw.net, to look at these things that are going on that have sort of a legal tickle to them. And when I think of tickle, I think of Anthony Weiner. For some reason or another, I'm tickled. This guy is one of the biggest boobs in Congress, one of the most arrogant.
I thought it was a different part.
Yeah. So under the circumstances, though, it's I don't know if there's any legal ramification. He's chasing this 21-year-old around, so she's of age. Does this have any value other than the obvious value of it maybe making sure he doesn't get elected the next time around?
This one really is the non-story because, as you say here, really there's nothing that is affecting any legal issues pertaining to him as a congressman. You know, it's a bit different from, say, the John Edwards case where he's being accused, and actually I think wrongfully, of violating campaign fund rules. He violated enough rules, but not those.
So let's talk about that for just a second. The fiascos that these guys create for themselves,
yep.
And if you want to take the Edwards thing where he really does have some jeopardy here, he's been indicted by a grand jury, John Edwards has been, and so now does he make a deal? What are his choices? What are the charges and what are the choices?
I'm not sure they're going to offer to make a deal. Remember, just being indicted, there's an old line that says a prosecutor could get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich because
yeah.
A grand jury only hears what the prosecution brings as witnesses. There's no defense whatsoever. And the thing here is the violation of campaign fund rules are money was paid to his mistress and to quiet her down and try and keep her out of the public light. No question about that. The question was this campaign funds? If so, it was absolutely illegal. However, the money never came into the campaign. A supporter of Edwards paid the money directly to this woman. Now, if he did it on his own in order to protect the person he had faith in, that's fine. That's a gift. There's nothing illegal there. And frankly, because of the lack of connection to the campaign, it's questionable why they're even bringing this. Often these campaign fund violations are brought against the bad guy politicians to bring them down. Frankly, John Edwards is so much history that you don't need to do this, and it's a bit of a stretch of the law. So I don't think they'll even offer him a settlement. Justice Department's out to get him, but I'm not so sure this is piling on a bad guy who's already out of the picture.
Mm-hmm. So what difference does it make in a manner of speaking?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, you write in the current issue of Talkers Magazine about the Supreme Court finally deciding to take on the indecency rules, the FCC trying to enforce rules that they can't because of the vagueness. This, if it goes to the Supreme Court, they get their head handed to them unless you and I aren't reading this right.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on this one, Doug. This is one where I'm questioning the FCC as to why they made this appeal. They could have avoided this appeal by trying to make regulations that would seem to be consistent with what the appeals court had ruled, although I question whether they could have even done it, but they could have made the attempt. Going to a Supreme Court that has conservative justices on there like Clarence Thomas, who already has written opinions saying he's really questioning whether any of these FCC rules are legitimate, constitutional, or make sense at this point. They are going to get their head handed to them when it goes to the Supreme Court. The only thing I can imagine the FCC is doing is saying, hey, it's totally out of our hands. We did the best we could. And in this way, they're passing the buck. But I'm with you. These rules, they no longer make sense. They're really not constitutional, and they're not going to stand up in the Supreme Court.
Well, there are a lot of those around, and that comes from these organizations like the FCC, the governmental bureaucracies, doing their own rulemaking, and they push it so far. The Congress steps in and says, wait a minute, you can't do that. But these people just keep taking they take their rights, or they're not rights, but they take opportunities and run with them. And that's what frustrates people so much with government. These people have no authority whatsoever.
Yeah, they expand these agencies, expand their power whenever they can, and many times it does appear to be illegal and someone needs to step in.
All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, check out his website, stevelaw.net, here on The Countdown.